Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yamyarian. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Falk reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Yarian and he is safe. Miller steals second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins strikes out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Miller trying to get to home. Hooper throws the ball into Yarian, who tags Miller, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galloway moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to third. Walker moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galloway scores. Walker moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Miller moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Welch is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Welch goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Rommel reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dykes. Mostill moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-1 in the game. Yarian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Mostill moves to third. Shealy moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Shealy scores. Strunk moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Courtney now pitching. Ray Schalk now catching. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch, who is chasing the ball. Hooper reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Welch hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins has Miller trapped. There's the throw to Shock and over to Mulligan, who tags Miller for the out. Welch moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy strikes out. One out. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0-for-1 in the game. Shock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.